farmers, we can't ignore climate change. It's very real, but we can embrace it from an Irish farmer's point of view, because we have proven time and time again, and even the European Commission, they've accepted that Ireland is the most carbon-efficient producers of dairy product in Europe, and in the top five most carbon-efficient producers of beef product. And that's because, you know, we produce a lot of our food from the lovely green, lush grassland, and that grassland sequesters carbon. Even though we don't get any credits for the carbon that our permanent pastures sequester, or what our hedgerows or forestry planted before 2005. So, you know, and Irish farmers, again, that have taken part in the Smart Farming Programme. That's a programme that we run in conjunction with the Environmental Protection Agency. And the farmers that have taken part in it have shown that it can be a win-win situation, where the average reduction in the carbon emissions from those farms has been between 9 and 10%, while the average reduction in costs on the farm has been between 7 and 8,000 euros. So when you take the, you know, 7 or 8,000 euros of a reduction in costs in Ireland, where the average farm income is less than 30,000, it's significant. So that's why I say to farmers, we can embrace it, because we're amongst the best in the world, let alone Europe, at producing food in a carbon efficient manner.
Now, I know from having covered a number of stories here that there's no doubt about it, a lot of engagement is taking place with the EPA, and it's something that the IFA is very much aware of, the requirements that's needed now to make sure that we have a cleaner environment and that everything is carbon friendly. Equally so, it's important now that there's maybe greater representation there as well for the Department of Agriculture, because, again, unfortunately, farmers have been targeted and been tarred with the one brush of maybe not being terribly climate friendly in the past. So you need representation there to make sure that everybody gets a fair deal.
Well, without a doubt, because the measurement is wrong. It's very easy for NGOs or environmentalists to point to emissions from agriculture being 30% of our national emissions. Emissions from agriculture in Ireland will always be a high percentage of the total emissions, because we don't have the heavy industry or the car manufacturing that other countries across Europe. The real measurement is the emissions per calorie of protein or calorie of food produced, and Irish farming is the most efficient at that.